We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Solana's going to give us some headlines. The big headline today, we talked about it when we came on the air at 2 o'clock, but if you're a Dolphins fan and you haven't been on social media and you haven't heard, there will be no Will Fuller Sunday for the Miami Dolphins. The written story from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, Dolphins coach Brian Flores said Friday that receiver Will Fuller will not play Sunday because of a personal issue. Fuller left the team facility on Thursday and did not practice. He didn't practice today. Flores said he had no timetable for when Fuller would return and asked that his privacy be respected. Flores declined to reveal the nature of the personal issue. Flores, asked if Fuller will return to the team this season, would not say. One day at a time, Flores said. He has my support. Things happen. When they happen, they're not part of normal every day. It's a surprise from that standpoint. He's dealing with it. We'll support him. Flores also declined to say if Fuller will be back next week. He will remain on the 53-man roster. So, definite wrinkle, you know, for the Dolphins. Obviously, we didn't see him week one because he was still serving the suspension from last season, but we are not going to see Will Fuller's debut for the Dolphins on Sunday. So just a little bit of info for Dolphins fans if, in fact, you had missed that today.
And he's not gone for the season.
It was a weird non-answer, though, but we've seen this from Brian Flores with Deshaun Watson and everything else that has taken place. He really does fall from the Bill Belichick tree, which is I'm just not given any info, period, if I don't need to give info.
Yeah, because then it goes, is he playing this week? No. Next week? I don't know. 2 weeks from now? 3 weeks from now? Four?
Right.
We don't know when he's going to play.
Just not telling you.
I think that's how that conversation went.
All right, so let's start out this hour with headlines and our own Alejandro Solana.
This hour of Hawk and Crowder, sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Hawk mentioned the big Dolphins.
What are you trying to find?
Story.
You could hear that.
It's not that I can see it. I don't think the listeners can hear it. What on earth? Did you notice it, Solana?
I heard a little rummaging, but
he stuck his hand in his backpack. He has been rummaging around. So it's 4:03 and 15 seconds right now. We came on the air at 4 o'clock and 5 seconds. He has been rummaging in the backpack without looking in the backpack for all 3.5 minutes. And his hand is – what are you looking for?
You really want to know.
I do.
Okay. So I had some golf tees because I golfed this morning. Uh-huh. I had golf tees in my bag where my pins are. I reached in and one of the golf tees stuck the hell out of me. So I went to get all the golf tees out. This is a bad decision to have these golf tees when I'm jamming my hand in there. But I found 2 dimes. So then I was like, let me see how much money I can find in this bag. So as I go in each pocket, bro, I have like $2 out here. See all these coins?
That's 2 club sodas.
We're in a segment, though. You know, you could, like that could that you could do that during a commercial break. Like, wait, you
two?
Why during a segment did you find the need to throw out golf tees? Why? And
208.
Did you think you were being casual about it as you stared at me while we were talking about Will Fuller, but you were making a whole hell of a lot of noise and like I'm watching you rustle through your bag there. Like, what on earth possessed you?
I just snuck up on $3.08. it's like hitting the lotto.
But you didn't sneak up on it. It's your money. It's your backpack. You misplaced $3.08.
I didn't know. Maybe somebody was sneaking change in my bag on the bus.
The bus? Who are you?
I just found 308.
Happening here. Yes, I'm sorry, Solana. Go ahead with your headline.
You gave that Will Fuller take with one hand in your bag. That's impressive.
No look.
It was a no look take.
No look.
Gave a no look take.
Let me borrow your backpack tomorrow.
He's still going through it. Still going through the backpack.
You need some money?
No.
I haven't even looked in the big pockets. I'll wait. 308.
Gotcha.
Okay. Man. And we got paid today.
So weird. He is so weird.
Dolphins play the Bills, 1 p.m. Miami, a 3.5-point dog at home.
Just going to push those coins around, huh?
I was moving them.
No, I know you were. I know.
I'm so happy.
Are you playing penny hockey?
I'm so
with
happy.
An imaginary friend?
I got a whole tray of coins.
The Dolphins game you can hear Sunday on 560 QAM. 3.5-point favorite. Dog, as Solana just said.
Are we locked in yet? Or are we still talking
about it? We're not. So Lee Sterling said, take Buffalo, lay the points in the last segment. In the next segment, Rob Pizzola from Canada is going to give us his pick, and I don't think that it's going to influence us either way. I don't know. Is it? Is it? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I
want to bet the Dolphins because I think what I think is going to happen is that the start to the season, it's why I bet the Giants yesterday. I just feel like the start of the season is going to go a little bit differently than everyone expected. It's why, who the Patriots play? The Jets?
Jets.
It's why I think the Jets might beat the Patriots. I just think the beginning of the season, everyone was so certain. Buffalo's the best team in the AFC East, and New England is on the come up because of Mac Jones, and the Dolphins are third, and the Jets are going to be in fourth. And I just think things start a little differently, which is why I might bet the Dolphins on Sunday, and it's why I might bet the Jets money line on Sunday.
You can bet the Jets. That you got some kahunas, whatever they call them.
Is it that implausible to think that Zach Wilson is going to outplay Mac Jones in game two of their NFL careers?
Yes. Yes, Mac Wilson with that new coach. And he's
Zach
with
Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Combine them.
The new coach and I saw last week that Mac Jones can play. Zach didn't show me anything last week.
But he's not going 0-17.
No, I agree with that.
It's game two. I don't know. I don't know.
Belichick losing to back-to-back division rivals.
I think that's going to happen at some point.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? We did it last season, and we saw Cam Newton in game one, and all of a sudden he looked like he was going to be a world beater. But I just think at some point, Bill Belichick is going to have a crappy season. And, Green Bay, that surprised everybody last Sunday, right? Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, what the hell was going on there?
But wasn't Belichick's crappy season last season at 9-7?
I don't think so. I'm talking about a 12, 4-13 season, like a crappy season.
I couldn't bet on that. I couldn't bet on Bill Belichick losing.
Going to happen at some point.
At 17 games, I could not put any money on Bill Belichick having double-digit losses.
I just don't think it's implausible that the Jets beat the Patriots on Sunday. I don't think it's implausible. Again, beginning of the season, which is what I think played into the Dolphins' benefit, right, on week one.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones, it's only his second game in the NFL. Zach Wilson, only his second game in the NFL. You can't make a determination, in my opinion, on either one of them based on one game.
Rookies have ups and downs.
Yeah.
So you're talking Zach has an up while Mac's having a down.
Yeah.
You've talked me closer to your side, but, man, Solana just hit it on the head. Bill Belichick's going to let two young quarterbacks in his division
beat
him. That's implausible to me.
All right.
Back-to-back games, Belichick losing to the Dolphins, Jets to start the season 0-2.
That's what everybody's thinking, which is why we'll get good odds on the money line. That's exactly why I think it might. We'll ask Pizzola in the next segment. I didn't tell him to prepare for that game, but we can ask Pizzola.
Bet away from the public and all that. That's what you're going off of?
Let me see what the money line is on that game. Plus 205. Bet $100 on the Jets. They win outright. You get $205.
Good numbers.
The line is up to 6. You can take the Jets plus the points. Jets are getting 6 at home. I like it with the points for sure.
Yeah. I'll go points. Money line, I think we might be pushing it.
All right.
Yeah, that Jets.
But imagine
game.
How excited you'd be. I mean, just you were excited over $3.08. Imagine how excited you'd be if I handed you $205.
Jacked up. And I haven't even checked out the big pockets yet.
No.
This break is going to be Christmas.
I'm talking to the kids on the short bus here. I know. This is going to be fun.
When does this break happen, man?
He doesn't even know the clock still.
His big pockets.
He has no idea. He has no idea when we're taking the next commercial break.
That Jets-Patriots game kicks off at 1 p.m. By the way, you can hear the Dolphins broadcast beginning at 9 a.m. on 560 WQAM. Your Sunday night football game. This is a good one here. You like football, this is what it's all about. Ravens-Chiefs, 8:20 p.m.
That
kickoff.
Is a great game.
Why'd you laugh?
I mean, it's so stupid. This is what it's all about. I mean, whatever. Like, it's week two, you know.
Well, that is a great matchup, though.
Yeah, AFC powerhouses, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully Lamar Jackson doesn't fumble 17 times.
Oh, he's still smarting because of his fantasy loss. Man. That game, that Ravens-Raiders game, was one of the most entertaining football games I've ever seen. That
Hated
Sunday
it.
Night game is going to be great.
Kansas City, one-point favorite, by the way.
And then Monday Night Ooh. Football, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers against the knee-biting Lions and Dan Campbell.
The Packers destroy them.
They're 11.5-point favorites.
They just got beat by 35.
11.5-point favorites in the NFL week two. That is a staggeringly large line.
The Packers just got beat by 35 points when they played the Saints. Now they're 11-point favorites.
And looked like
favorites.
The Bad News Bears out there. And it's not even the biggest line this week. You know what the biggest line is this week?
What?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the reigning Super Bowl champions, at home hosting the Atlanta Falcons. They are 12.5-point favorites. That's a lot of points, man. I know Atlanta looked terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
But it's still Matt Ryan who's capable of putting together a good game.
And let's not act like Dak Prescott didn't have 400 yards passing the other day against
right.
that Tampa secondary.
Right. It's a Calvin lot of
Ridley,
points.
You know, I got to take 12. I don't even believe in the Falcons.
Take
12 and a half?
12 and a half.
You take 12 and a half.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line is -740 on that game. You'd have to bet $740 to win 100 just for, you know, no points involved. Tampa beats Atlanta.
That reminds me of it was something with that UConn girls basketball.
Oh yeah.
When they were undefeated yep. for like 3 years in a row, there was a money lost. Line that was like $7,000 to
ridiculous.
Win 100 or
yeah.
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an easy 100 right there. I think I'm in.
Like, that
I'm not joking.
That's
okay.
what you think about. Like, hey, put our money together. We'll get $100 to split. But if they lose, you're going to be
but
so
But I think I remember reading something from Darren Revelle's Twitter, like a $300,000 money line bet on the Green Bay Packers last week because it was a sure thing and they lost.
Ooh, new quarterback. Jameis Winston can't outdo Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it made sense till it didn't make sense.
The Marlins open their three-game series versus the Pirates tonight, 7:10 p.m. first pitch from Lone Depot Park. There's a little footy in Fort Lauderdale, Inter-Miami. They host the New York Red Bulls, 7 p.m. kickoff. They're looking to jump back into the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. And your college football schedule,
little
UCF.
Footy in here in the studio. Ass footy.
Are you talking about my socks?
It's always funny.
UCF at Louisville tonight, 7:30 p.m.
Why aren't your shoes on?
Huh?
Why don't you have shoes on?
Maybe I just found $3, baby. I'm relaxing this weekend.
The weirdest guy.
I'm bowling.
Number 24, Miami hosts Michigan State tomorrow, 12 p.m. The broadcast begins at 8 a.m. on 560 WQAM. UF, Alabama, 3:30 p.m. FSU at Wake Forest, that's also at 3:30 p.m. Wake Forest, a 7-point favorite. And then FIU at Texas Tech,
Wake
seven.
Forest, a 4.5-point favorite. I don't know where you came up with that.
All my lines are off today. What's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe you're looking at last year's lines.
Are you making them up? He makes up a lot of crap now, Solana. I don't think it was a crazy question.
Oh. Texas Tech, FIU, 7 p.m. tomorrow. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954 more. Partly cloudy. Looks like the rain is coming down here in El Portal. That's your weather.
Yeah. Sure does. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler out of the great nation of Canada, usually joins us on Thursdays. He's going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I'm guessing if you've listened to this show long enough, you know that that song signifies Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, out of the great nation of Canada, is joining us. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Rob comes to us courtesy of BetStamp. BetStamp compares odds at dozens of sports books and automatically shows you where to bet so that you can always get the best odds and save money. And you can visit the website betstamp.app or just download it on Android or iOS. Rob Pizzola went 4-3 with us last Thursday. You handicapped one of those games, though, out of the seven games you gave us. You handicapped one of those games so perfectly, it allowed me, Crowder, and Solana to cash on a three-team parlay, because that Florida game, you could not have handicapped any more perfectly. You said, if you're going to bet it, bet the first half, because by the second half, they're going to be thinking about Alabama. They're going to rest everybody, and USF may put together some junk points. It's exactly what happened. They did not cover for the game, which was 28.5, but they did cover for the first half. So props to you on one of the greatest handicapping endeavors on one particular game that we have ever been privy to.
I mean, I don't know about one of the greatest handicaps ever, but I'll take the compliments whenever I can get them, Mark.
Terrible bet on that Jets game, though. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I have to tell you, though, we were just talking in the last segment, and I know I didn't tell you to prepare for this game, but I'm making a case to Crowder. I like the Jets' money line this Sunday against New England, because I'm not a believer yet in Mac Jones, and I'm not a disbeliever in Zach Wilson after one game, and I think that's one of those funny games at New York. New York's not going to go 0-17. What do you think about a money line play, Jets and Patriots?
I mean, I'm not really in love with it, if I'm being completely honest with you. I think it goes back to the Bill Belichick angle against rookie quarterbacks and just dominating them throughout his career as a head coach. And I was kind of impressed with Mac Jones. I think the Dolphins have a good defense, and I know that the Patriots didn't win that game, and they kind of struggled in the red zone, and they had some turnover issues, especially late in the game there with the fumble. But personally, I thought they didn't baby Mac Jones in general. They passed a lot on first down. He was willing to take some shots. They didn't really come out with a conservative game plan. I think the Jets are really going to feel the loss of Mekhi Becton on the offensive line, especially this week against a very good Patriots front seven who was harassing Tua quite a bit last week. So I'm not personally in love with it, but this is the NFL. We've seen crazy stuff happen. It happens pretty much on a weekly basis. I don't hate it necessarily, but I think the Jets have a really tough matchup this week.
All right, so we in Crowder, Jets money line?
No, and when he said it, Rob, I touched his forehead to see if he was sick or something. Damn, Zach Wilson beats Bill Belichick.
I had the Giants plus the points last night. What do you think about that, Pizzola?
I like it.
I mean, that was a great bet. That was one of the best games I've ever seen Daniel Jones play.
Yeah.
And they were unlucky not to win that game, but some mistakes down the stretch there. I mean, how do you go off? You have one job on the special teams at the end of the game, and it's basically to stay onside.
Right.
I don't understand how that happens with a professional athlete, but that's a tough one for Giants fans for sure.
All right, let me give you some games for this week. Again, Rob Pizzola. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Miami Hurricanes are 6-point favorites. It's a noon game tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium over Michigan State. Hurricanes -6 against Michigan State.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to lose some more money on Miami this week. I mean, I don't love the matchup because Miami's not really attacking the field vertically right now. We've seen their run defense struggle a bit against other physical teams in the past. But with that said, I think they're coming out of the first two games looking a lot worse than they actually are because they faced Alabama, who's an absolute machine right now, and they've faced Appalachian State, who's probably very underrated because that's a really, really good Sun Belt team. And you look at Michigan State, they've only beaten Youngstown State and Northwestern. These are teams that really can't match the Spartans at the line of scrimmage. So on paper, it makes MSU's O-line look fantastic, but they haven't been tested whatsoever. And Miami's defense is pretty regularly getting into the backfield against quality competition so far this year. I made Miami a 7-point favorite in this game. I'll bet the -6. The 7 is being a key number in football. It's nothing crazy or anything, but I do think the Hurricanes are a little bit undervalued.
How about the Sunday game here in Miami at Hard Rock? The Dolphins are getting 3.5 points at home from Buffalo.
I personally really like the matchup here for the Bills. And I know Buffalo struggled big time on offense against the Steelers that last week, but you look at what the Steelers did last game. They rushed 4 most of the game, and they were still able to get pressure on Josh Allen. They played a lot of 2 high safeties and really disciplined zone coverage. Miami plays a completely different defense. They played man at the 3rd highest rate last year in the entire league. They don't play 2 high safeties very often. On top of that, they blitz to generate pressure because they don't really have any elite pass rushers. And Josh Allen, if you go back to last year, was one of the best quarterbacks against man coverage, one of the best quarterbacks against cover one, and one of the best quarterbacks against the blitz. And I think that's why if you look at last year's games against the Dolphins, they torched them in both of those games last season. So I just don't see this being a good matchup for the Dolphins' defense. And Miami's offensive line, I think, is going to be one of the worst in the league this year. They're not getting Will Fuller back at receiver. Tua looked like a deer in the headlights when he was under pressure last week, made a really bad interception
under pressure last week.
Unfortunately, I think he's going to face a lot of pressure this year. So I like the Bills in this matchup. Now, I will preface it by saying shop around. You want to get a -3. I mean, no one in Miami is betting the Bills, so I don't even know why I'm saying this in general. But if you are going to do that, shop around, get the -3, or else the 3.5 I would just lay off.
I've got my Dolphins-Jets moneyline parlay. I can't wait to put it in. How about this one tonight, Rob? UCF, 6.5-point favorite at Louisville tonight.
Yeah, this one's a pass for me. If you want to make the game a little bit more exciting, get some recreational dollars down, and you want me to recommend a side, I would probably take the points with Louisville. They do have some of the characteristics that I like when I bet on a college football underdog. For one, they're very good at controlling the clock so far this year. They've had the ball for 35 minutes a game. And I like betting on underdogs that are going up against a pretty bad secondary because even if the game gets out of hand, they can throw, you know, for some yardage and touchdowns in garbage time. And UCF has a really bad secondary. The problem for me in backing Louisville is the offense is too much of a concern right now. They're not converting third downs. They don't really have much depth at wide receiver that can exploit UCF's defensive weaknesses. So this is a tough game for me. I think the line is pretty much right. If I were going to make it a little bit interesting, I'd take the points at home with Louisville.
Rob Pizzola, he's a professional sports gambler out of Canada. He joins us every week because we love talking to this dude. Now, the Saturday college games for the teams here in Florida, the most important is Crowder's Florida Gators. They host Alabama, and Florida's a 14.5-point underdog Saturday.
I'm not in love with the side in this game, but I see this being a game with a lot of points. And right now the total's 59.5. I really like the over in this matchup. I can't tell you how impressed I've been with Bryce Young so far this year. I mean, he's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders coming into the season. He's been outstanding. 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. Florida's defense is going to be a tougher test than what Alabama's seen so far, but their secondary is still a little bit shaky. They can't seem to get off the field on third down. So I'm not really worried about Alabama scoring. It's just a matter if Florida can score enough to put this total over. And I think that they can. You look at Bama's defense. They lost Christopher Allen for the season, considered their best linebacker, a great edge rusher, someone who was expected to go high in the NFL draft. Will Anderson is another dynamic pass rusher for them. He has a knee injury right now. So the pass rush kind of falling apart for Alabama. For that reason, I can see the Gators scoring at least into the mid-20s here, if not higher. So I think this total is really low at 59.5. I expect it into the mid-60s. I like the over quite a bit in that game.
What do you think about that, Crowder? The over?
I like that.
All right, we'll be in on that one. How about Florida State? Florida State's a 4.5-point dog at Wake Forest.
Yeah, I like Wake Forest here. I think there's a lot of talk right now about how FSU could be 2-0 instead of 0-2. And yeah, I mean, that's true. They lost a couple games in the last play of the game, but they lost the home game to Jacksonville State. I don't care that they could be 2-0. That is a signal that there's some major problems there. And their secondary is very bad right now. It's a huge problem. Wake Forest's offense is very dynamic. They play very fast. They have no problem taking shots down the field. Obviously, we can be concerned about the quality of competition that they've faced so far this year, but it's not like they're playing close games against Minnows. They're dominating those games. I made this spread closer to 6.5. I know a lot of times we want to capitalize on overreactions in football, but I don't see this being a particularly good matchup for FSU here because I think Wake Forest is going to score a lot in this game. So I do like the Demon Deacons. I think 4.5 is a short price.
You really think Tua Tagovailoa looked like a deer in headlights, huh?
He's back.
I mean, he did not look. They got the win. Miami got the win. That's all that matters. Is looks like 1-0 on the scoreline. But I don't think he played a good game. I think he was lucky to get the win because he threw a horrible interception late in the game where he should have just swallowed the ball in general. But he didn't really make a whole lot of big plays. And granted, it's not a great matchup. The Patriots have a good defense, but there's nothing he did to impress me in Week One.
Interesting. I know I had given you before the show started the FIU Texas Tech game. Texas Tech, right?
Yeah.
One you like. It's the FAU Fordham game that you said you don't know much about Fordham, which I don't even know where to be quite honest.
Fordham, these FCS teams, I'm not. I used to do this back in the day where I'd go through the FCS programs. I no longer have the time to do that anymore. FIU Texas Tech, it's an interesting one because. I mean, there's obviously a pretty large talent discrepancy between these two teams, but Texas Tech is playing some sloppy football. I mean, they turned the ball over 4 times against Stephen F. Austin last week, and who wants to lay 20 points with a team that's coming off a 4-turnover game, a team that is struggling with turnovers so far this year? I know FIU is bad. They come off an overtime loss. That's notoriously a bad spot in college football, but this is a 20-point spread. I kind of like FIU. I wouldn't go nuts with this game because certainly it could get out of hand, but I think this is a little bit too steep of a price. So I'll take FIU plus 20.
Solana's back there celebrating his FIU Panthers. You feel good about that, Solana?
Pause up, Pizzola.
Pause up, Pizzola. All right, and we're not going to play this FAU Fordham game just for fun?
I mean, there's only a select amount of sportsbooks that'll even offer those games, but I know nothing about Fordham.
Literally, yeah, but I know nothing about all the bets that I make, and it's never stopped me. You and I have very different methodology.
Listen.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're betting within your limits and it's not a problem and you're not losing sleep at night, then have some fun with it, right?
I am broke and my wife left me, Rob.
Well, then we have a serious issue if that's the case. But everyone bet within their limits. I used to preface every single bet that I made. I don't know if you remember back when we first started, Mark, about like betting within your limits and things of that nature. Yep. I've kind of gone away from that over the years. But yes, please. I mean, these picks are meant for entertainment purposes. Don't take out a second mortgage or sell your Rolex or whatever to put whatever down on the game.
He used to be adamant when he came on the air. Remember, bet within your means. And I would go, okay, this one's of a mortgage bet. Give us the bet the mortgage pick. Rob Pizzola, you can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Do you have any other plays that you want to give us?
Sure, why not?
Only if you want to, because I gave you a bunch of games there, so.
Yeah, let's throw in a bonus play. Let's take the Tennessee Titans getting 6.5 points against the Seahawks. I mean, if this was week 16 or 17 last year and you were getting 6.5 points with the Titans in Seattle, everyone on the planet would take it. But we had one bad game from Tennessee last week. Huge adjustment because the advance line in this game was 3. So I think the Titans offense is going to get back on track here. I like the spot for them, so I'll take Tennessee.
All right, very good. Rob Pizzola, again, courtesy of BetStamp. BetStamp compares odds at dozens of sports books and automatically shows you where to bet so you can always get the best odds and save money. BetStamp.app is the website. Thank you, as always, Rob. What's on the agenda up in Canada this weekend? Anything exciting?
I mean, we got some CFL action on the docket with a bunch of backup quarterbacks this week, which makes things very interesting. But, yeah, just going to enjoy a football weekend, CFL, college, NFL, and just soak it in. I love football.
You going to any CFL games?
I have not been yet this year, but I do plan on it. I'll get out to see the Argos at some point in Toronto. It's always a good time. I mean, it's a good venue. You got great views of the field at BMO Field in Toronto. So I will get out there this year for sure.
How about TNT releasing their national NHL schedule, and the Florida Panthers don't have a single national game?
I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, there's not a lot of it. I'm not bragging on the Florida Panthers as a team, because I think they have a very good team, but this could be the year that they put it all together and maybe win a playoff series. Who knows? But there's not a lot of national interest in the Florida Panthers, and it's a small market. You guys know that. So it doesn't surprise me. I just wish that they would showcase these talented teams a little bit more often on a national stage.
Guy hates Tua, and he hates the Florida Panthers. It's really...
No, I did
you
not
You understand why there's some country tension between USA and Canada.
There is no country tension. There is no tension.
You understand why the troops are amassing at the border of Canada. I think we understand that something's going on here.
He's crazy, Rob.
Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, as always, Rob.
All right, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
There you go, Rob Pizzola. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is just 21 minutes away, so that'll be fun on a Friday when we get our Week That Was montage from Solana. So lots to come still.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
Rob Pizzola gave you a little kind of glimpse as to, I think, how a lot of people view Tua Tagovailoa. It was such a little subtle comment that he made. He looked like a deer in headlights when he was under pressure. I would submit to you, though, that many quarterbacks, when the house is caving in, throw up an errant pass or an interception. I mean, it's certainly not unique to Tua.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers under pressure last week?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's one of the most savvy veteran quarterbacks, maybe the best quarterback in the league, and he looked like he didn't know which way was up.
How did the Giants beat the Patriots in those two Super Bowls? Hitting Tom
Brady. Rattling a quarterback.
Bro, if I don't give a damn who you are, you start hitting a person and knocking him out, and who was that? Matt Judon. That hit on Tua wasn't soft. He hit him straight in his ribs. Yeah, that's what quarterbacks do. You're not proven, though. So to my point about Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, they were proven before that.
Yep.
Trust me, let a quarterback, any quarterback, start getting hit in the chin, he's going to get a little antsy.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes celebrating a birthday today. He is 26 years old.
And worth a half a billion dollars.
We will be watching Patrick Mahomes. If he's 26 today, let's say he plays another 10 years to 36.
44, 45.
He's going to play 20 years?
Tom Brady did.
20 more years.
Tom Brady's in what, year 22?
He's what, 44 years old?
Tom Brady's 43, I think.
I think he's 44. I always look right towards Steven.
Yeah.
Steven knows everything.
But
Tom Brady said recently he wants to play until he's 50.
44, you're right.
44.
So Patrick Mahomes, what he's doing, he can't keep it up like Brady is?
I mean, I think Brady is one in a million.
Yeah, one in two million if that's the math, bro.
Well, even if he plays another 10 years, I'll be in my 60s watching him.
My son's
18.
My son's 8. If he makes it to the NFL, he'll play against Patrick Mahomes. That's 10. That's
you think
14
so?
14
years.
Easy.
I don't know about that.
Easy.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Solana's Week That Was montage, which has been so good every week. There's no way he can top it this week, is there?
You said that for a month.
There's
bro.
No chance he can top it. We'll find out in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.